probably already asleep.
Oh, you mean if I was dreaming, that's what you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was dreaming about something, then you wake up and it's gone.
What about if a boy met a girl at a party or something and he wanted to see her home, he might ask her, well, may I
escort you home?
Or let's say if you got your car stuck out in the mud there in the road, you might ask somebody to take a rope. What about if you had a bunch of children around the house and they got in the kitchen while you were cooking something? You had something on the stove, you might say, now that stove's hot, so
you got a bad rain.
Or in other words, don't you?
Be close to it.
Or don't touch it. What about in some children's games, what do you call, maybe might be playing chase or tag or something like that? You know, the place that they could run to where they'd be safe. Is there anything you call that?
What you mean, like they're playing something like a tic-tac-toe?
No, just a game usually played outdoors in the yard, and tag or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you run to a certain place, you're safe, and he can't get you.
Uh-huh. They call it something like a beige.
A beige?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about, let's say, if two people are going to meet each other in town, one might say to the other one, well, if I get there first,
I've been looking for
it. Or what about if let's say your husband had a man who worked for him who was just not doing his job, and your husband might say, well, I think I'm just going to have to
get rid of him.
And then the man might come back after you got rid of him, and he might ask your husband, well, why don't you give me
another chance?
And what about a man who has a smile on his face and just a pleasant word? You know, for everybody, you'd say that, well, he seems to be in a mighty good
mood.
In a
good mood.
Have you ever known a person who really didn't know what was going on, but he sort of,
suspicious?
Well, he really a person who doesn't know much. He just tries to give you the impression, you know, that he does.
Yeah.
What do you call a person like that? He just
pretending on and don't know.
What about if a boy left his best pen out on the desk and when he got back it was gone? You might say, well, I'll bet somebody
stole my pen.
What about if you want to get in touch with somebody? You're not going to telephone them? You might sit down and do what?
Write them a letter.
And after you get through writing the letter, you take the envelope and you
bag
it.
Address it.
Okay. And you might say, well, I'd like to write him, but I don't know his
number. Or his address.
Okay. Or what about these things that a child likes to play with? You'd say that child sure has a lot of
talent.
Have you ever heard toys called anything else?
Souvenirs that you get your own different things like that.
You ever heard them called play pretties?
Yeah. I know about it.
What about these things that people grow them in pots, you know, they're real pretty, pick them and put them in your house, you know, in vases, different types.
Flowers.